This is Ozarks at Large. A retired Chinese couple who immigrated to Fayetteville to be near their daughter, a math student at the University of Arkansas, is getting help assimilating from Ozark Literacy Council in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich, in her series of postcard profiles of OLC students, brings us the story of Drs. Fu and Ming.
To accurately tell Dr. Fu and Dr. Ming's story, we needed help.
Hi, my name is Bingbing Yang, and I'm going to be translate for Dr. Fu and Dr. Ming.
Bingbing Yang was born in Sichuan Province, China. She's here with her husband, a postdoc at the University of Arkansas. They plan to pursue professions back in China one day. Yang is among several hundred students from several dozen countries studying English at Ozark Literacy Council in Fayetteville. She introduces us first to Dr. Fu.
My name, Fu Quanding.
Dr. Fu, for short, was born in April 1944 near Shanghai in the beautiful city of Suzhou.
Suzhou is a beautiful city. It has a world-renowned Suzhou garden.
Suzhou is a beautiful city and it's famous for gardens.
Honoring his mom's wishes, he enrolled at Fudan University Medical College in 1962.
I'm internist.
4 years into his six-year medical degree, Fu's studies were disrupted by the Cultural Revolution led by China's communist leader Mao Zedong.
There were no classes in whole China at that time, the Cultural Revolution. They were supposed to learn the theory of Chairman Mao Zedong.
He later resumed his studies, graduating in 1968, and worked as a gastroenterologist at Forest Medical Center Hospital in Chengdu, Sichuan Province. In 1972, Dr. Fu met his future wife, Dr. Li Mingzhong, a dentist. Yeah.
My name is Li Mingzhong. An American name is Min. I was born in China, Shanxi.
Ming grew up in Chengdu, famous for giant pandas. She was born May 1st, 1944. Her early childhood memories are bleak, however. China had been invaded by the Japanese. By 1949, the Chinese had prevailed, with Chairman Mao declaring the creation of the People's Republic of China. Ming wanted to be an English teacher when she grew up.
But her mother, just like his mother, her condition was not good, so her mother wanted her to be a doctor. She was a good dentist, and he likes someone that works in a big hospital and as a good doctor.
When they first met, the couple say they saw little of each other.
Because they were very busy, so they just had time to go out, like go for dating on weekend. Yeah, just weekend. He said Chinese romance is not so romantic.
Ming's university provided them a small apartment. They were married in 1972. Under Chinese law, couples were limited to having only one child. A year later, they had their daughter.
My daughter's name is Yi Ding.
And their dream for their daughter was to be a doctor as well. Instead, Yi Ding is studying mathematics, currently at the University of Arkansas. She's a U.S. citizen. Dr. Fu and Dr. Min obtained green cards to join their daughter, moving to Fayetteville in May of 2015. That's where, Ming says, they discovered Ozark Literacy Council.
They didn't know any English, but after they came here, they knew how to communicate with others, like in bank or grocery stores. So they appreciate the government and they appreciate everyone in Ozark Literacy Council. They feel very happy to be living here.
They have an apartment in Fayetteville. He enjoys riding his bicycle while she walks the Greenway Trail. He does the cooking, and she does?
Dishes is my work.
We like Arkansas Fayetteville. 这里的人特别好。
They love Fayetteville because the people here is so friendly.
Dr. Fu has one more thing to say in English.
The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more you will learn, the more places you will go. I'm grateful and thank all the teachers, all staff. I thank all the American people and the American government. We can study English free.
And Dr. Ming could realize a childhood dream to be an English teacher by one day becoming a volunteer instructor at Ozark Literacy Council. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.